Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I'm your host, Robin Heppel, from FuneralFuturist.com. We are continuing our series of pre-convention interviews for the National Funeral Directors Association Convention and Expo that is going to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada, from October 6th to the 10th. Today's guest is Mark Colgan from Plan Your Legacy, located in Pittsford, New York. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, Robin.
Great, Mark. Now, if you could just provide a little bit of background information about yourself and your company for the listeners.
Of course. As you know, I'm a financial advisor, and I've been in the business for 15 years. But what makes my situation very unique is that back in 2001, just a week before 9/11, I had unfortunately experienced the loss of my wife, Joanne, quite suddenly. And at that time, I was only 31 years old, and I had been in the business for about 10 years. And I had found myself in a really interesting situation. Obviously, with the loss of Joanne, it was very overwhelming. And the grief was just taking over, if you will, and it was very hard to concentrate on things. And ironically, what I had discovered is beyond the personal challenges, I actually faced some practical and financial challenges. Even though I was really prepared as a financial advisor, there were a lot of things that came up, so to speak, that I wasn't prepared for. And that experience inspired me to specialize my practice into working with folks to help improve the situation so that when people lose a loved one, they're much better organized and they can focus on the more important things in life.
Mm-hmm, because that can be the, you know, the biggest worry, or the obviously they've just lost their loved one, but they have to then, well, what do we do about this? Because the bills keep coming in, right?
Exactly, and it's not only just necessarily the bills. There's a lot of questions that come up in the aftermath of death that I discovered a lot of people actually didn't have answers to. Even the attorneys, they were dealing with complicated questions, but there were practical questions like, how do I break the car lease, and who's responsible for the credit card bill, some things that were actually very important. And then I also discovered that there were a lot of things that weren't documented. I mean, we had the will and the healthcare proxy and all that jazz, but at the end of the day, we never documented Joanne's values and what her traditions were, and some kind of intangible things that I wish I really was able to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a discovery process that it would be much more effective and meaningful if someone could actually plan their legacy a little bit more.
And now, do you want to just expand a little bit on then on the online service that you provide to help facilitate that?
Absolutely, Robin. I appreciate that. You know, basically what had happened is I spun off another business and started Plan Your Legacy, and this business is focused not on financial services, but this business is focused on helping people plan a legacy so that they can leave behind the non-material assets in their life that are important to people, not just, you know, the money and whatnot. And what we've developed is a process and a software product that allows people to communicate what their values are, their memories, what their final wishes are, and it helps preserve what their legacy is and helps ease the burden on the survivors that are experiencing their death. So, you know, we've gone through this in such a way that it's very simplified and easy to follow, but then again, also very thorough, so that we can leave behind a legacy that's very, very meaningful.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, as you said, it's those things that kind of fall through the cracks because the lawyer's not bringing that up, the financial planner's not bringing that up, it's those little memories that can, get passed on from generation to generation.
Yeah, it's very true. In fact, you know, back in the 15th century, there were ethical wills, and this is kind of a part of what our legacy planning is. And legacy will was meant specifically to complement the traditional will, and it was specifically documenting the religious beliefs and the traditions of the family. And the heirs actually found that document to be, at the end of the day, more valuable than the legal will. And so my concept isn't necessarily new. It's just redeveloped and reemerging.
Okay. Now, Mark, at the NFDA conference coming up next month, you're going to be presenting on multi-generational loyalty through continuing care. And obviously this is going to be tying into building that loyalty and between, like, after the time of death, that sometimes funeral directors have provided the funeral service, but we've helped them through that initial act, but then as you've just mentioned, that's where a lot of people after that point are really lost. So can you maybe just expand a little bit on that, please?
If it might be helpful, I can actually just kind of give you a gist of what the presentation is all about, and it does address that continuing care leading to loyalty. And as we know, a lot of small businesses, especially in the funeral home industry, businesses threatened by profitability, and one of the ways to overcome that is to generate that strong relationship within the community. And so at the beginning of the presentation, we talk about what are the possible threats to losing that loyalty. And then I get into speaking a little bit more specifically about what the needs of the widows and widowers and other survivors are and what those changing demographics are, because the better we understand this generation, the better we can service them. And then I really kind of hone in on what is it that we can do with this particular group to build that multi-generational client loyalty. Mm-hmm. What kind of aftercare service do we really need to launch that will cater to those unique needs?
Now, Mark, if we could just just zoom in a little bit and kind of define this new emerging demographic of the widows, and could you maybe just provide us some statistics on, because I wasn't really aware until I was reading some of your information on this growing segment of people.
Sure, of course. It is actually quite interesting, and a lot of the statistics I have are based off the Census Bureau. I'll actually just rattle off a few.
Sure.
One is that the point is that it's a growing market segment. We have roughly 700,000 new widows every year. And nearly half of all the women that become widowed are usually age 65. So it's a fairly young group.
Mm-hmm.
And there are over four times as many widows as there are widowers. So, the focus, of course, would be slightly towards more women as far as the numbers are concerned. And so when I looked into specifically the female target market, so to speak, I realized that the average age of today's widow is 56, and that by 2035, the number of people over 70 will double to 57 million. So all these statistics are simply showing that there's a large amount of people in this category coming forward. And as we had spoke about earlier together on the phone, this segment is financially challenged. So there's a lot of things that we can do to help kind of guide them in the right direction. And when we do that, we're going to create a lot of respect and loyalty within the family.
Well, and the one stat that just blew me away was that one in four women will be broke within 2 years after their husband dying. That just blows, you think that we're all prepared and we've done a lot of these things, but initially the resources are there, but they just don't have that support network to help them manage that and to get through that critical stage.
Yes, that's definitely true. I think a lot of people assume that they're all taken care of, so to speak, but the reality is, whether it's even male or female, having worked in the financial services business for 15 years, I've discovered that regularly any particular couple there's usually one of the two people that are more focused on handling the monies. And so if it's that person that passes away, the other one is left in a quandary.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, statistically, I guess it's more often the female. But regardless, we're facing these challenges with folks. And I'm not suggesting that funeral directors need to become financial advisors by any means, but I'm just suggesting that the more aware we are of this, the more we can focus on offering them some direction within the aftercare program so that they're taken care of.
Well, and with the funeral home seeing them, with and always in their back, the back of their mind is continuing, trying to get or to keep that loyalty. If you're helping out someone at a very, very tough time, and even if it's just either referring them or giving them those resources, that's going to instill in the widow, that sense of connection and trust.
Yes, most definitely. And I believe that, quite honestly, from the research I've done, it appears as though the funeral industry does a wonderful job already at aftercare services, certainly some more than others. But some of the things that I'm getting into in my seminar are a little bit more out of the box, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So these aren't necessarily ideas that everyone's heard of already. I think these are fairly unique. And it, for some, that means that they're going to have to step out of their comfort zone, but sometimes that's what it takes for us to move forward.
Well, and Mark, can you maybe just share with the listeners what would some of those takeaways be, or the tools that they'll get from attending your seminar?
That's a good question, Robin. I would say there'd be about three takeaways from anyone who attends the class. Number one is, why do people choose funeral homes, and how would you improve your odds of being selected? Number two, what is a superior aftercare program involve, and how can it be built so that it creates multi-generational loyalty? And the third takeaway would be, probably I'm going to get into at the end, if time permitting, some specific tools that can be implemented so that you can differentiate your service within the community, so you don't look like, there's a lot of services in town and you're going to stand out. And that's important as well as creating just loyalty. You want to make yourself unique. So we're going to talk about some specific tools, and that will be the third takeaway.
Well, and that's like all three of those are so important because, our traditional way of marketing, one being just being involved within the community is still important, but it's not as effective today as it used to be because our communities are a lot more transient, and we just all have busier lives. So where we're used to see everyone, you don't have that same opportunity for connection. And then, other traditional ways of marketing are kind of going by the wayside. So they're not as effective. And so from what you're saying, by being able to differentiate yourself, because we can't just be all offering the exact same services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be those unique things that people say, that funeral home is the funeral home I'm going to go to just because the way they look after the widow or many other services that they provide.
Yeah, absolutely. And legacy planning really is a natural lead for speaking about pre-planning. If we approach someone about pre-planning, I would suspect, I don't know this firsthand, but I would suspect that that would be kind of a difficult topic to bring up with someone. But if you were to bring up the topic of legacy planning and how you can influence the well-being of your families, that's a powerful topic that would be much more welcoming. And then, of course, part of that discussion might just happen to be pre-planning the funeral as well. And so that's a little bit easier conversation piece. So I'm mm-hmm. really excited about the presentation and hoping that this will not only create a way to make them make your businesses more unique, but also for generating new sales as well.
Well, and the great thing about what you're presenting on, and especially giving us the background of that demographic, that is the exact main demographic that we are looking at for pre-planning. Because, you know, whether they have to make those arrangements, maybe if they get remarried again, it's going to be usually the ladies who are going to be looking after, you know, four out of five times, they're going to be looking after the arrangements for their husband and also for their aging parents. So, you know, it's your presentation seems to just be full circle. And I'm really excited about it, and I'm sure many of the people are who will be attending will be as well. So, Mark, before I let you go, do you have any final comments or questions?
I guess one last thing that does come to mind, and I'll talk to you about this in the meeting or the presentation, if you will, and that is that there's a lot of research that's just been emerging, and it really points to the fact that boomers want more. The green boomers are starting to worry about what kind of legacy they'll leave and in what ways they can best influence the well-being of their families and their friends and even the world beyond their own life. So this kind of introspective, you know, deep thought type approach is a very, very current trend within the graying baby boomers. So, you know, by addressing these issues today, we're actually answering to what their needs are. So I think it'll be very well received, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the study in the class, and I think you'll find it very interesting. So with that being said, that's all I have to say for just a moment, and I hope to see everybody at the class, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mark. So this is Mark Colgan from Plan Your Legacy, who will be presenting Multigenerational Loyalty Through Continuing Care at the NFDA Convention and Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, October 6th through the 10th. For more information and registration details, visit www.nfda.org. Check back soon for another NFDA pre-convention interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace your future.